I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources last week announced that chronic wasting disease has officially reached the endemic stage in three southeast Minnesota deer permit areas. The DNR says it is now adjusting its management strategy in those three units per the state's CWD response plan. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Minnesota DNR will discontinue targeted culling of whitetails in deer permit areas 646, 647, and 648 in the southeastern corner of the state. The agency says chronic wasting disease has officially reached the endemic stage, or a point in which some of the current methods of management are no longer effective. The DNR says that when CWD prevalence reaches 5% or greater, the disease has reached a threshold when culling by sharpshooters is no longer effective at reducing the disease's prevalence or controlling its spread. Therefore, the state's management strategy will shift emphasis toward other CWD management tools within that endemic zone while working to prevent the spread of the disease beyond those areas. The DNR first developed its CWD management plan in 2019 and updated it last July. Learn more at mndnr.gov/CWD. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.